What's up? It's Mikey V on Jammin'. Busy day in the celeb world. Let's find out what's brewing and which actress almost lost her house before joining OnlyFans.
Good morning.
What's brewing on Jammin' 100.1?
All right, so first up on the list, imagine having this chat with your daughter. Drew Barrymore's daughter brought up her 1995 Playboy spread when she was told she couldn't wear a crop top. Drew didn't say which daughter. She has two, ages 11 and 9. Yeah, you should not be wearing crop tops if you're 11 or 9 years old, okay? Jennifer Lopez made the list today for This Is Me Now, a short film. Could have had different celebrity cameos. A list of famous faces who turned it down include Taylor Swift, Ariana Grande, Jason Momoa, Bad Bunny, and SZA. Now, if you're a huge Soprano fan, I am like the biggest Soprano fan. My new puppy is named Meadow Soprano, so that tells you there, right? The character Adriana, which is Drea De Matteo, was on the verge of losing her house when she joined OnlyFans. Then, within 5 minutes, are you ready for this? She was financially secure again. Quote, OnlyFans saved my life 100%. You know, I'm thinking about doing that. Maybe I can sell some feet pics as a nice little side gig, right? People will be throwing me money to put my socks back on. All right, so in a new interview, Ariana Grande spoke about some of her music from studio sessions with Grammy-winning producer Max Martin getting leaked on TikTok, including her song Fantasize.
Before I left for Wicked, the few studio sessions that I did, which are all over TikTok, thank you so much. I'll see you in jail, literally. The thing is that those were all written for a TV show, for something that was not for me. So Fantasize comes out crazy, was stolen, thieves, pirates, hooks, illegal.
Can you go to jail for that? And fans will soon be able to hear the leaked songs in the way Ariana intended them to be.
It's okay. I took the note and I kind of gave them Ariana's version of that on the album. So some of those seedling ideas from that time actually made their way onto the album, which is really exciting. But they're completely different now. So although you've heard them because you stole them again, they're very different now. So that's exciting.
All right, don't mess with Ariana or else you go to jail. Now, Justin Timberlake says there are two reasons that his new album is called Everything I Thought It Was.
The last line of the first song, I say, I'm everything you thought I was. I'm everything I thought I was. It was everything I thought it was. You get to a point in your life where you realize that all the things that have conspired, really, to get you to this point are beautiful, and I don't think I've ever taken the time to reflect and look at my life and say, like, wow, this is really cool, and just be thankful for it.
Always be thankful, always put in the hard work, don't take anything for granted. I guess the album title also sums up reactions Justin heard when he played it for people.
I was starting to play it for people close to me, and they kept saying, this sounds like everything we know you for, everything we thought we wanted from you. And so all that phrase started floating around in my mind, and then just kind of mixing it in with everything I thought it was, being this life that I'm just incredibly grateful for.
And that's how you get the title. There you go. And lastly, when Dua Lipa was 15, she moved out of her parents' house in Kosovo and got an apartment in London with a friend of the family, but her roommate broke the roommate code.
At 15, I decided to come back to London. I wanted to do music. I was living with a roommate, and my parents knew her parents, but she was older. We had a big age gap as well, and we got on for the most part until she kind of went in my room and took pictures of my messy bedroom and sent it to my mum. I was 15!
Yeah, you don't do that. Nobody likes being told on, and that's what's brewing here on Jammin'. It's Mikey V. Good morning.